Great privilege to be with you again.
很高兴今天能够再一次与各位在这里。
This morning I've entitled my message Only in the Presence of the Lord.
今天我的信息的主题是叫做唯有主的同在。
Our text this morning speaks to the importance of building an intimate relationship with the Lord.
今天的经文主要是讲说我们与主的关系是多么的重要。
So here's a saying that I'd like you to write down and remember.
我希望你能够把我下面的能够写下来，然后把它记住。
No people, regardless of how religious they may be, can be the people of God without the presence of God.
没有任何的人，不管他的宗教的情操是多么的伟大。但是如果是没有神的同在，他就不能够成为神的子民。
So we repeat that one more time.
再一次的重复。
No people, regardless of how religious they may be, can be the people of God without the presence of God.
没有任何人，不管他宗教的情操是如何的高尚伟大，但是如果没有神的同在，他就不能够成为神的子民。
It is the presence of God that sustains us and gives us strength.
神的同在是支持跟给我们力量的泉源。
For those of you who have been in ministry for any number of years, you realize that ministry can be hard.
如果你们在为这里面如果有人从事这个牧者的工作的话，你就知道当一个牧者是多么的不容易。
As I began my ministry, I wasn't prepared for some of the difficulties that ministry can bring.
当我刚开始做牧者的时候，我是对于面前要面对的一些困难是一点都没有准备。
When I was a youth pastor, my senior pastor was about 70 years old. He loved me like a grandson, and he protected me from some of the ugly things of ministry.
当我是刚刚要成为这个在教会成为青少年牧师的时候，我的牧师是一个将近70岁的人。然后他把教会一些比较不好的阴暗的那面都帮我遮掩住了保护我。
When I was in seminary, I served as an associate pastor for a pastor that it seemed that everybody loved.
当我在做助理的牧师的时候，我们那个主任牧师在我看来是大家都很敬爱的一位牧师。
So you can imagine my surprise when I was serving my first church as senior pastor in rural Missouri.
所以你可以想象我的惊讶，当我第一次当主任牧师的时候，是在密苏里一个小镇。
And I was standing out front greeting people as they were coming in for worship.
当我站在门口欢迎人来参加崇拜的时候。
And in came a man with overalls and a hat that said I'd rather be fishing.
有个人就戴一个帽子，然后穿了一个很普通的一个外套，就说帽子上写着说我宁愿去钓鱼。
And he looked at me and said,Preacher, how long is this going to take?
然后他就毫不客气说，哎，牧师，你这个讲道要多久啊？
Throughout my first pastorate, I learned a number of lessons.
然后我的牧会的经验让我学到许多非常深刻的一些经验。
I learned that the church kitchen committee is not to be trifled with.
学其中之一就是教会的厨房的事工，你是不能够轻慢的。
I've never seen a group of loving, grandmotherly women turn into a pack of ravenous wolves so quickly as something got messed up in the kitchen.
我从来没有看到当这个厨房发生状况的时候，一群很可亲和、很可爱的一些祖母辈的老姐妹，马上就变成一群像狼一样的，如狼似虎般。
I learned that nobody.Likes me nearly as much as my mom does.
同时我也学到功课，就是没有一个人能像我妈妈那样的爱我。
I learned that sometimes deacons meetings can be contentious.
然后我也学到所谓的长执会可以变成一个非常危险的。
And I learned never to make career decisions on Monday morning.
你知道礼拜一的时候不要想到我要改换职业的跑道。
But in the midst of all of that, the one lesson that I learned the most precious lesson.Was to rely upon the presence of the Lord.
但是我其中学到一个最重要的功课，就是要一切都要仰望依靠神。
When I talk about the presence of the Lord, what I'm talking about is that intimate relationship that God calls us into.
所以就神呼召我们，我们最要重要是神与神的关系。
It was the presence of the Lord where I first heard his call to ministry on my life.
就是因为神的同在，也帮助我能够呼应神的呼召。
But it was also with the presence of the Lord that I learned that where God calls us, he will sustain us.
也学到说当神呼召我们的时候，他会支持扶助我们。
And there were times when I wrestled with the Lord greatly over these things.
有时候当我与神在为一些事情在那边挣扎的时候。
But then I realized that it was only in the presence of the Lord that I would find comfort and that I would find peace.
我就学到只有在神的同在之中，我才能够找到我的平安，找到我的喜乐。
And this is really the focus of our text for this morning.
这也是我们今天这个经文的主要的经义。
Is that Moses wanted more than anything else to be where the Lord was.
摩西他最大的指望，最大的渴望就是能够在神在的地方。
I want to share with you a little bit of the context leading up to the passage that Pastor just read for us.
所以在我们今天主要经文之前，我还有一段经文，我想大概跟大卫稍微分享一下。
I want you to turn one chapter back with me and go to Exodus 32, and I want to look at verse 7.
我想请大家看到32章，出埃及记32章，然后第七节。
So the context for this particular passage is that Moses has been up on the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments for 40 days.
主要是讲说摩西已经在山上待了有四十天之久，正在接受神所颁发的十诫。
And you'll remember that Moses was the reluctant prophet, right?
那我们也知道摩西他不是那么心甘情愿的愿意做这个先知的职分。
He didn't want to go back to deliver the people from Egypt. He didn't think he had the ability.
Yeah, 他并不是很热衷于将这个百姓能够带出埃及，因为他觉得他没这个能力。
But he was obedient and followed the Lord.
但是他是一个顺服神的人，他就遵从神的命令。
Look with me at Exodus 32:7. It says, Then the Lord spoke to Moses, Go down at once, for your people whom you brought up from the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves.
32章第七节，耶和华吩咐摩西说，下去吧，因为你的百姓，就是你从埃及地领出来的，已经败坏了。
How would you have liked to have been Moses?
如果你是摩西，你是什么样的感受呢？
Moses didn't want to be there, but he was obedient to the Lord. That's why he was on the mountain.
所以摩西他其实并不想做这个职分，但是因为他是遵从神，所以他在山上四十天之久。
And the Lord looks at Moses and said, Those people whom you brought have corrupted themselves.
然后神就对摩西说，你带出来那些百姓已经败坏了。
So Moses makes his way down the mountain with the two tablets.
摩西拿了两块石板下了山。
And he encounters Aaron, and he finds that Aaron has made a golden calf, and that the people have completely abandoned the Lord, and they're worshiping this calf.
所以他在发现这个亚伦，然后亚伦已经为这些人民造了一个金的牛犊，这些人民已经违背了神。
Look with me starting in verse 21 of chapter 32.
我们看一下第21节32章第21节。
I'm going to read 21 through 24.
从21到
24。Then Moses said to Aaron, What did this people do to you that you have brought such great sin upon them? Aaron said, Do not let the anger of my Lord burn. You know the people. Yourself that they are prone to evil. For they have said to me, Make a God for us who will go before us. For this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what's happened to him. Then look at verse 24. I said to them, Whosoever has any gold, let them tear it off. So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf.
好，注意第二十四节哈，二十一章二十四节，摩西对亚伦说。这百姓向你做了什么？你竟使他们陷在大罪里。亚伦说：“求我主不要发烈怒。这百姓专于作恶，是你知道的。他们对我说：‘你为我们做神像，可以在我们前面引路，因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。’二十四节，我对他们说：‘凡有金环的，可以摘下来。’ 他们就给了我，我把金环扔在火中，这牛肚便出来了。
Aaron's defense was, I didn't do anything wrong, I just threw this gold in and out jumped this calf.
然后亚伦呢，他的对自己的辩护就说，哎，我不晓得，我什么都不知道啊，只是这丢进去金子丢出来，就飘跑出一个金牛肚了。
But the seriousness of the situation is that the Lord was angry with his people and about to destroy them and make Moses into a great nation.
但这事情严重到一个地步，神已经准备要消灭这些百姓，然后从摩西那个支派里再重新建立出一个神的国度。
Now I want you to look at chapter 33, verses 1 through 3.
然后我们再看一下第三十三章 ，chapter 1, I mean
33.
Okay, 33.
Starting in verse 1.
Okay, 第一节开始。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, Depart, go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought from the land of Egypt to the land which I have sworn to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, To your descendants I will give it. I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, and the Jebusite. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, because you are an obstinate people, and I might destroy you on the way.
好，第十三章一到三节，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“我曾起誓应允亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，说要将迦南地赐给你们的后裔。现在你和你从埃及地所领出来的百姓，要从这里往那地去。”我要差遣使者在你前面撵出迦南人、摩亚摩利人、赫人、比利洗人、西莫人、耶布斯人，领你到那流奶与蜜之地。我自己不同你们上去，因为你们是应着景象的百姓，恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝。
I want you to notice two things about the Lord's words in those verses.
好，请大家注意有两件事情。
The first thing is that the Lord was going to fulfill his promise that he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
一件事，神要将他对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的应许将要实现。
Regardless of the disobedience of the people in the moment, God was still going to fulfill the promise he had made years before.
不管百姓在那个时候做了什么样的错事，神还是要把当年的应许要完成。
And the Lord was going to take the people into the promised land as he had promised.
神也像他当初所应许的，要带领这些百姓带到这个应许之地。
But I want you to notice the second thing.
但第二件事情，请大家注意。
Is that the Lord was going to remove his presence from the people for their own protection.
但神要把他自己从民百姓中移走，为了是要保护他们。
Because he said, if I go up with you, I may destroy you on the way.
因为他说，如果与你们同去，我要把你们消灭。
I want us to stop and reflect on those things just for a moment.
请大家稍微停一下，然后稍微好好的思想一下。
Sometimes we associate our service to the Lord, and we relegate it down to accomplishing tasks for him.
有的时候，当我们侍奉主的时候，我们往往是把它想成一个，就是一个完成一样事工。
Sometimes we think of prayer, and we relegate prayer down to just the opportunity or the chance to ask Him for requests.
然后我们也把祷告降低到一个地位，变成一个我们向神请求，然后得神应许的一样事。
But both service and prayer were meant to be something more.Than just accomplishing tasks or just making requests.
但是侍奉跟祷告不只是一个完成一样事情，或者向神求得应许的一个事情。
Service and prayer are about relationship with the Lord.
侍奉跟祷告是一种与神的关系。
We're not to serve the Lord so He'll like us more. We're to serve the Lord out of the overflow of the love relationship we have with Him already.
我们侍奉神不是为了叫神能够更爱我们多一点，我们侍奉神因为是我们对他的爱是如此的丰沛，所以我们要做。
Prayer is not just about asking the Lord for things; it's about communion with the Lord. It's about building that love relationship with the Lord.
所以祷告并不只是说向神求取什么事情， 而是能够建造与神的那种关系，使它更能够变得更的亲切、亲密的一种关系。
It's important for us to realize that everything in the Christian life is about growing and building and deepening in that relationship, that love relationship that we have with God.
我们基督徒必须要明白的清楚认知，不管我们做的任何事情，它唯一的目标就是能够如何的成长，能够的健壮，能够的加强我们与神之间已经有的那个爱的关系。
You see, the people of Israel had taken the Lord's promises and said, it's just about acquiring a piece of land for us.
所以以色列人他们犯的错误就是把神的应许变成一个哦，我们就是一个征服一个地，取得一个地。
But Moses knew that it was more than just them receiving a piece of land, that it was about how they were to grow in their love for him.
所以摩西清楚明白说，去迦南地不只是去征服，去拿到一块应许的地，最主要是能够增长与神的一种关系。
Even though the people would have been happy, it seems, just receiving a piece of land, Moses wanted more.
说即使百姓如果能够得到这个地，他们已经是非常的满足了，但是摩西要的是更多。
And that's what I want us to focus on as we look at our verses.
所以我今天要大家专注的就是这个观点。
There are two important realities that I want us to look at in verses 12 through 17 that Pastor read for us. We read together earlier.
所以三十三章七到十三节吧，十二章 ，OK， 七到十二节的是我们最重要一段经文。
So if you have your outline, these two things I've listed for you.
有两件事情我想要请大家能够记得住的。
The first reality is this. Only in the presence of the Lord can we experience true intimacy with the Lord.
只有在主的同在里面，我们才能够亲自经历到与主最亲密的一种关系。
In verses 12 through 14, Moses makes his first request of the Lord, and it's about knowing him.
所以在33章12到14，摩西他有一个第一个请求就是有关于与神的关系，怎么样去认识神。
Four times in these three verses, Moses uses the Hebrew word yada, which means know or to be known.
所以在这段经文里面有四次提到一个字眼，就是犹太人所谓的 yada， 这个字主要是意思就是认识的意思。
And here's why that's important.
这个是很重要的。
Because in one of those cases, in verse 12, Moses was talking about cognitive information. He just said, but you yourself have not let me know whom you will send with me.
这里只是一个很直白的，就是说你没有让我知道你要打发与谁同去。
But in the other three cases, the word yada meant relationship. It meant intimacy. It meant closeness.
但是其他的三个地方，这个 yada 主要讲的是说一种认识神。也就是与神的一种关系，一种亲密的关系。
You see, it says the Lord, Moses says, Lord, you say that you know me by name. That means that you know me personally, you know me intimately.
也摩西说，神啊，你既然按我的名认识我，就是你非常的认识，亲密的认识我。
And Moses' plea here to the Lord was, Lord, if you know me by name and I'm yours, then show me by letting me know you.
摩西说：“既然你按我的名认识我，就表示我是你的，请你告诉我怎么样能够更深度的认识你。”
It's only in the Lord's presence as we draw close to the Lord that He draws us closer in loving relationship. He reveals Himself and who He is that we might know Him.
只有当我们亲近神，然后神把我们再跟他拉近更亲密的关系的时候，他才会告诉我们，让我们真正的让我们去认识他。
If we take that closeness or that intimacy away,All we have left is religious duty.
当我们把这种亲密的性的这种关系拿走以后，我们所剩余的就是一些施工。
And it's a very dangerous trap that we can fall into.
这是一个非常危险的道路。
When I was in seminary, one of the things that I tried to do was to do my best to get an A in every class, because that's how you succeed.Right, that's how seminary judge you in the academic world. If you get an A, you've succeeded.
当我在神学院读书的时候， 我认为我的目的，我的指标就是在所有的课程都拿到 A， 因为我们也知道在一个学术性的环境拿到 A 就代表你的成功。
But sometimes the danger in doing that is that you can look at the Bible not as the living word of God but as a textbook。
但是我们的危险就是我们常常在看圣经的时候把圣经当成一本教科书而不是神活活的话语。
Sometimes we tradewhat is holy for what is common.
我们常常把圣洁用这个普通的事情来取代圣洁。
And I learned a vast lesson as a neighbor of ours came over to study for an Old Testament test.
我一个邻居跟我来我们家一起研读旧约圣经。
And he came and knocked on the front door and I opened it and he had his Bible open and he was crying.
所以当我打开门，这个邻居他手上拿着圣经，我发现他是泪流满面呐。
My first thought was something must have happened to one of his daughters, or maybe he and his wife got into an animated discussion. You know, pastors don't fight with their wives; they get into animated discussions.
我心里想，哦，我是不是因为他女儿出事，或者他跟太太又来了一次很生动的讨论？你知道我们牧师是不打架的哈，我们只是有什么很生动的讨论 ，OK？
So I looked at him and said, Roger, what's the matter?
我问他说 ，Roger， 怎么回事呢？怎么搞？哭什么呀
？And he said, I was reading this passage of scripture and God touched my heart, and it brought him to tears.
他说我正在读这节圣经的时候，神触摸了我，我不可控制的就要流泪。
And it was in that moment I realized that had not happened to me for 3 years.
就在那一刻，我就发现说，三年了，我都没有这样的一个时刻。
Because I was using the Bible to look for the next thing to teach, or the next lesson to learn, or the next exam or test to take.
因为当我读圣经的，我专注的就说，哎，我下面一课要教什么？我下面一场考试要怎么样能够取得好的成绩？
I was well immersed in religious duty and activity, but not in drawing closer to the Lord.
我所浸淫在其中的就是一些所谓的侍奉，而不是与神的关系。
And so Moses' plea to the Lord was, "Let me know you."
所以摩西就向神恳求说：“神啊，让我能够更认识你。
”And in verse 14, the Lord answered his prayer, his request.
所以第十四节我们看到神对他的
He said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest."
耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
Only in the presence of God could this man of God find rest.
只有在神的同在中，这位神的仆人才能够得到安息。
Now let me share with you the second reality in these verses.
让我再跟各位分享第二件非常重要的事。
That only in the presence of God can we embrace our true distinction in the Lord.
只有当我们拥抱神的时候，我们才能够分别出来与分别与人不同。
Look with me again at verse 16.
我们再看一下第十六节。
For how then can it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us, so that we, I and your people, may be distinguished from all the other people who are upon the face of the earth?
人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
This distinction that Moses was looking for was not, oh, look at me, look how great I am as a person.
所以摩西这里所讲的分别不同处，不是说哦，你看我看我多么不同，多么与众不同。
The distinction that Moses was looking for was to be recognized as a vessel of the Lord before the world.
摩西所讲的这里的与众不同，讲的是说能够在通过神做神器皿，而能够向世人宣告神的不同。
If we look at Moses' life, we see everything about his life.Was distinct because of his surrender and his relationship with the Lord.
我们看到摩西这一生所做的一些事情，都是因为他所以能够突出，所以能够不同，都是因为通过他与神的关系。
When Moses stood at the burning bush And the Lord said, I'm going to send you to my people.
当摩西站在这个燃烧的草丛的面前的时候，神说我要让你去把我的民带领出来。
Moses' response was, well, who am I that I should go to my people? But the Lord said, I will be with you.
然后摩西的反应说，我是谁啊，我怎么能够去带领我的百姓领他们出埃及呢？神就是说，我会与你同去。
When Moses went back to Egypt and the 10 plagues were released, it wasn't because of Moses' power, it was that God worked through Moses.
所以当摩西回到法老那边，然后有神降十灾的时候，并不是因为他自己有什么本事，而是神的作为。
When the people got to the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was charging behind them and they were trapped, the Lord said, go out into the sea and I'll part it.
所以当他们过红海的时候，老百姓在那惊慌的时候，神说下红海，因为我要救你们。
Moses didn't have the power to do that. He was distinct because the Lord worked through him as his vessel.
所以摩西本身并没有什么大的能力，但是因为通过他这个器皿，神能够彰显他的大作为。
In the desert, the Lord provided provisions for his people. He provided manna, he provided quail, and the Lord did all of that through the spoken word of his servant Moses. He was distinct.
对，当他们在旷野，百姓在抱怨没有东西吃的时候，神供应他们马呢，供应他们飞来的鸽子，这完全是神的作为。
The history of Moses' life to the Jewish people is that he was the greatest prophet to ever live, not because of his abilities, but because of his relationship and how God used him. He was distinct.
所以在旧约的历史里面，摩西是成为神最伟大的仆人，并不是因为他自己有多么了不起，而是神透过他的作为。
And isn't this what we want our lives to be like as God's people?
所以这不就是我们作为神的子民所向往的吗？与神一种亲密的关系吗？
But it doesn't come because of education, and it doesn't come because we're clever, and it doesn't become we're smarter than other people. It comes when we release ourselves into his hands and we draw closer to the Lord.
这样呢，并不是因为我们有多聪明，有多么高深的学问，多么好的毕业证书等等，而是因为我们能够把自己摆在他的手里，让他把我们紧紧的向他那边去拉得更近。
And listen, we hear this in the most powerful words that Moses speaks in all of this passage in verse 15.
所以在十五节就是一个非常有震撼力的摩西所讲的一句话，是非常大有能力，非常有震撼力的，就是这个十五节。
It is clear that Moses didn't just want what the Lord could provide. He wanted the Lord.
非常明白的，摩西要的不是说神能够替他们做什么，而是神自己本身。
Remember the context. The Lord was going to send the people on, but he wasn't going to go with them.
请大家再回忆一下，刚刚我们讲的说，神要带领他们到应许地，但是神不要跟他们同去。
And in verse 15, Moses says, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here.
摩西讲说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
That should be the cry of every single Christian. Lord, I don't just want what you can provide to me, I want you.
这应该是每一个新基督徒心里所想所望的，所呼求的，就是说，神啊，不是什么你可以给我们什么，而是我要你的同在，我要你自己本身。
The question for us is, how important is the Lord's presence in our lives today?
我们所要问的就是说，神的同在对我们来说有多重要呢？
I think I've shared with you that my personality type is that I'd rather be doing something than standing still.
Okay, 我想跟各位以前分享过了哈，我的性格就是说静不下来的哈，我宁愿去做很多事情。
But that gets me in trouble oftentimes because what I do is I trade that stillness and being quiet before the Lord with activity.
但是我所学到的一些功课就是我常常因此而让一些 很忙乱的事工来取代我与神之间那段很甜美 很安静的时刻。
When I was young, I worked for McDonald's and they had a saying.
当我年轻的时候我在麦当劳做事，他们有一句话，有一句大概广告词吧。
I said, if there's time to lean, There's time to clean.
如果你有时间在那边就是靠一靠或者休息的时候，你就有时间去清洁。英文它比较那个能够。
It's that saying that we so often buy into. Don't just stand there, do something.
Yeah, 那就是说不要站着不动嘛，去做啊，动啊。
But the Lord asks us, don't just do something. Stand there. Know me. Draw close to me.
但是神跟我们说，不要老是在那边动啊动的，但是你要静止，你要停止，你要多多的认识我，你要多多的跟我有一些亲密的接触。
The Christian life that has forgotten this is the Christian life that seems to lose its joy and its sense of purpose.
对，当我们没有违反这个神的命这条命令的时候，我们常常会觉得我们基督的生命是失去了这些平安，失去喜悦。
It's important for us to remember that God did not hire us to work for Him; He called us to walk with Him.
我们必须要记住，神并不是把我们雇来是为他做事，神要我们与他同行。
And it's only in His presence, a desire, a deep desire for His presence, that we will become the people He desires us to be.
也唯有神的同在与这些我们对神同在的这种很迫切的渴求。才能够让我们成为他的百姓。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning.
来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the truth of your word.
我们感谢你信实的话语。
And how you instruct us and remind us of what is most important.
你只是教导我们什么是最重要的。
Help all of us, Father, that we might be like Moses and that we might call out to you and want nothing more than you.
也让我们能够学习摩西的榜样，让能够我们能够呼喊说：“神啊，我们什么都别的都不要，我们要的唯一的就是你的同在。”
And that as we find ourselves drawing closer to you, we will find, Lord, not only will our joy return, will our purpose come back, but we'll find that you will accomplish so much more through your Spirit.
神，当我们知道这点的时候，我们才能够有一些平安跟喜乐。也才能知道说通过你与你的同在我们才能够完成更多的事工。
I pray that you'll draw us near to yourself now that we might make the decisions that you desire for us to make.
神你现在就与我们同在让我们知道你要我们所做的事情。
We surrender ourselves before you this morning in Jesus' name.
我们在你之前我们向你降服奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.